The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to get this with Tony Martin and Jane Kennedy.
Thanks for coming back in, Jane.
Absolute pleasure to be here, Tony.
What was that advice you were saying? Because I know Greg Evans said something the other day on his program that wasn't meant to go to air.
That's right. There's an old rule in radio. Just assume mics are always on.
Yeah.
So you don't talk about things you don't want to go to air when, you know, songs are playing and stuff.
I've never heard that rule.
Neither have I.
We do nothing else but talk about things we don't want to go to air as soon as the songs begin. Maybe we should start playing microphone roulette.
Oh, that's a good
and
idea.
Marcia could just whack the mic.
That's
random.
A great idea.
The song.
Like
listen
it.
To me chewing.
And then we can get the lawyers in here and try and clean up the mess.
That sounds good. We're going to find out what happened to the man who had a spider up his nose today, Tone.
And that's the whole hour. That's all we've got for you today on Get This.
I think it's one of the things of which this country should collectively feel quite embarrassed and ashamed.
That'd be the flowers stroke. Ice House here at Get This. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. It's myself, Tony Martin, bespectacled and angular. It's Ed Cavalli, looming.
Hungry.
And just hungry all the time. It's Richard Marsden pushing buttons.
In his best shirt.
Yeah. Windswept and swarthy.
Is that almost linen, that shirt?
They're called buttons.
No, but is that a linen blend, Rich?
I have no idea what it is. I think it's
spandex.
Well, it'll be up on the website in no time. A round of applause for Jane Kennedy. Welcome back to the show, Jane.
Thank you, Tony.
Finally finished having children.
Yes, in fact, I'm probably giving Fiona O'Loughlin a run for her money now. And
How many are you up to?
Five, so we're equal.
And have you got the women's mags just swarming?
Oh, no, not really.
Really?
But I've just come from a mother's group, actually, with Brittany and Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, really?
We're just, you know, I'm picking up some tips.
What about, do any of your children resemble little baby Suri?
No, but I have to say, actually, I did, apparently, as a child.
Oh, really?
I was born with rather a lot of hair. I was quite hirsute.
Yes.
And not
baby.
Much has changed.
Well, it's just as good they don't look like baby Suri because that would mean the father is Chris Klein, apparently.
Right.
Is that right? Is that the rumour?
Those conspiracy theories, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here to talk about the dress.
Yeah. Oh, her dress.
Big thumbs down.
Really?
She's getting the thumbs down.
It cost $2 million. Nothing that expensive can be tacky.
No, you know why? Guess who designed it,
okay,
really?
Well, hang on a sec. That monster? Lagerfeld?
He is a monster of some
the
kind.
Guy in the guy in the lolly bag, Flavio?
Flavio Briatore, he's a Grand Prix magnet.
Oh, whoops.
It was the perpetually tanned, as the press say, Armani. However, he didn't design it. Tom Cruise designed it.
Oh, Betty, did he design
it? Mr. Control Freak, he can't even take his hands off the blooming dress.
So Tom Cruise has rocked up to Armani's house.
Yes.
And thrown away the blueprints.
Here's a picture of a fluffy sort of, you know, meringue kind of dress and I want her with her hair all pretty and fluffy.
And Armani's gone, that is actually a picture of a cake, Tom. Like, we can't dress her in a cake.
There you go.
He said, I'm paying the bills.
Because...
Wrap her in meringue.
And as for Kimmy, Posh Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Who arrived with, what is that caper? Did you see the picture of the big sort of satellite dish on her head?
Yeah, that's right.
And a black, and also that's so mean because she claims to be Katie's friend.
Right.
But that is just trying to outdo the bride.
Ah, yes.
Wrong. Very wrong.
They're both fairly disturbing people. You mentioned Control Freak. My wife reckons, was there something in the paper that Tom Cruise was choosing the colour of nail polish for Katie Holmes for her?
Wouldn't be surprised.
He's making her learn to fly a plane, whether she wants to or not.
Really? Why?
And how many times have they actually been married?
It goes on. There's another one, apparently.
It says today, because I already thought they were married.
Yeah, so did I.
Wasn't it like ages ago?
Yeah.
Apparently not. The wedding of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes has been branded a stunt after the pair admitted...
That's a pretty bad stunt. Like Knievel jumping over the river at Caesar's Palace.
That's a good stunt. That's a good stunt.
That cost less.
However, in girl terms, good stunt.
Oh, really?
Good. Yeah. All right. Unimpressive, but a good stunt. Critics have labelled the Italian ceremony a sham intended to promote the Church of Scientology.
Oh.
The pair has admitted they got married days before the celebrity bash.
What's going on?
They had officialised their marriage
in
Los Angeles. Is that some Scientology process?
I think that the Italian... as a whole, the Italian people wouldn't approve the Scientology ceremonies.
Jane is being so diplomatic.
I am. I don't want to be struck down
by someone with a clipboard and the number of questions.
Correct.
Okay, so let's get this right. They've been officialised in Los Angeles, so they've been married.
That's
one marriage. Then they've gone over to Italy, had the Catholic ceremony.
No, that was the Scientology one, I think they said. Because they're coming back for a Catholic one, aren't they?
Oh, that's the third one.
Are you allowed
so
to get
three weddings in 3 days?
Then there'll be a Hindu one and
none
a Jewish
of
one.
Remotely believable.
By the time they get to the snake handling wedding, months away.
Don't hold a lot of hope.
What a beautiful prenup, though, Jane. Listen to this.
Uh-oh. Let me hear.
Holmes and her daughter will receive $14.7 million US in the event of a split, $25.7 million if it goes to divorce, and each infidelity will cost $5 million.
What do you mean?
Well, like, so you're allowed a couple.
$5 million. So each time I want some infidelity, just slide her a check.
$5 million check and away
we go.
The guy earns about $20 million a month, doesn't he?
That's pretty good rate.
He'd be budgeting for infidelity.
I'm still confused as how all that gets out in the press.
The inside.
What is that skanky thing from lawyers? Do they just, you know, this was left on the photocopy machine or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Everything gets out.
Sources.
There's nothing
you've
that's
got fellow diners to look out for.
Photocopier insiders, people living inside the photocopier, looking up at the glass panel, taking down what it says.
Now you've touched on the conspiracy theory.
What have we got
Where do you think it's going to end? Let's have some predictions. I'm all about pop culture predictions.
So Tom Cruise's marriages end when the contract expires. Didn't he get divorced from Nicole Kidman like exactly on 10 years to the day?
Yes.
That's not remotely suspicious or odd at all.
Listen, Tone. So when's this one going to end then, Tone? What are you predicting? What, 10 years? 5 years? How long are you giving it? What kind of contract would you be on? If you were renegotiating to be Tom Cruise's wife.
3 weeks after Mission Impossible 4 opens. That's when I reckon.
That's when you'd be out?
Yeah.
I'd love to see you in a Scientology ceremony with Cruise, Martin.
We haven't got
him
time.
Designing
We've
dress.
Got the table tennis tournament
you
to organise. That's not going to happen by the end of the year.
Meringue with Tom's choice of nail polish on you. It'd be a beautiful ceremony.
I love how you're drooling when you say the word meringue, too.
And nail polish.
Oh, yeah.
Jane, you're based in Victoria, and is there an election coming up this weekend?
Yes, apparently so. There is indeed. Yes.
Between two men with very unimposing voices, I've noticed. You've got, hello, I'm Ted Bailey. Yeah. I've got an imposing, commanding presence. Vote for me. And then there's Steve Brax, who sort of talks like he's half pissed all the time.
The charisma is not part of their.
But then they get the real deep voice guy to do this. Aren't those ads full on? I had the sound down on my telly. They're running this ad where they say, Ted Bailey, who's running for the head of the Liberal Party, has got all these conflicts of interest. And they have a shot of a boardroom table and there's a chair and it's got Ted Bailey and then it's got, when they're discussing this, he'll have to leave the room. And they go, you wouldn't vote for him, he'd have to leave the room meeting. Yeah, yeah. But if you've got the sound down... Mm. It just looks like the bloke's got a really weak bladder problem. His glass of water's going down. He's constantly getting up and leaving the room during a meeting. I'm not going to vote for him.
There is a radio ad I heard as well.
Yes.
And it goes a little bit like, because they claim that Ted Bailey has too many fingers in too many boards.
You need the drone. Manages. You need the drone. Are you ready, Jane? Give her the drone. What does it say?
It says, Tristan, how are my bank shares going? Would you trust this man to handle the economics of Victoria?
Tristan.
Tristan.
Who's Tristan?
How are my mining shares going?
Is Tristan just the generic posh name?
It is a generic. Apparently it's for a butler or something.
Right.
Must be, yes, and that's what they used. But I don't think we need the drone anymore.
No, that's good.
It's great talking now.
But that drone just makes anyone sound. You can cast aspersions on anyone's character. Have you got it there, Richard? Richard Marsland claims to be writing for Rove Live. But he also writes for the now-defunct Glasshouse. He'll have to leave the room when Glasshouse topics come up during Rove Live meetings. Do you want this kind of man writing your gags of a Tuesday evening? Sorry. It is really quite
He's
disturbing.
Dodgy, that Marsland. He is dodgy.
Have you got the drone again?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Tom Cruise. and you're invited to my scary wedding this weekend. It's not going to be real or nothing.
Dress code meringue.
And I'm Katie, and I do.
Don't I? Oh, look, I think we've freaked out our listeners. Jane, do you want to talk crime with us?
Always. I'm very keen on crime.
Or we can talk about David Jest's anorexia fears. Your choice. That'll be next. Thank you, Evanescence. Let's get this around the nation. Jane Kennedy has popped in for a few words.
I have indeed.
Have you got trouble there?
Something came in the mail the other day to my house, and it's from the local library. You know when things are just quite odd and strike you as unusual? I opened it up and it said, you have a book that is now overdue.
Oh, right.
And look, I looked at the author's name and it just simply says, Daddo. Andrew.
Really? You've been getting...
Seriously, look. In writing, there's proof. Daddo Andrew.
You didn't want to buy it, Jane?
It is a library fund for my five-year-old daughter. Who's... obviously, Andrew has written a book and it's overdue. But about a week later, I get a phone call at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night from this guy with sort of quite a deep voice going, is Mia there? And I'm going, who's calling?
I'm a boyfriend.
It's the library calling. I'm going, if this is about the Daddo book, I've returned it. And he goes, no, it's not about the Daddo book. It's about the fact that you returned a cover to a video and the video was not in the cover.
Oh.
And I said, well, I apologise for that. That would be Mickey Mouse and the House of Villains, which is approximately 20 years old. Do you know why? Because the advertisement at the beginning of the video is, opening soon, Warner Brothers Movie World. And it is like completely crappy old video. And I said, it's 6 o'clock on a Saturday night. Seriously, you're concerned about that video being,
And what did he say?
He said, well, you know, if he could return it as soon as possible. I said, I'll get her onto it, quick, smart.
Jane Kennedy claims to be a responsible user of municipal libraries. But look at this empty case. And where does Andrew Daddo fit in?
What is going on?
6 o'clock. Do you reckon he's taken the work home? He's finished for the day and he's thought, you know what? I really... it's just a backlog. Kids want the Mickey Mouse video.
It really disturbed me. So... just to really pip them off, I kept it out for another week.
That got him.
Had to do it.
And how is the Daddo gear? I mean, do the kids like it?
I think, yes, apparently it went down well. What's it called again? Good Night Me.
Which Daddo is that? Is he a TV Daddo at the moment?
Yes, I think Getaway Andrew still does...
I think so.
Something on one of those holiday shows.
Mick Malloy went to school with all the Daddo brothers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Mick Malloy's school was like that film, The Long Riders.
Oh, yes.
Because he had the Malloy brothers, the Rain brothers and the Daddo brothers.
Brothers.
All at the same school.
Yeah, that's a scary combination, isn't it?
And the only dirt he's got is that Cameron Daddo was apparently skilled in what Mick called the method, which is basically what Mr. Methane does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a skill I hope to pass on to my sons.
He's been saying it for years and there's not been any lawsuit, so I'm assuming
it's true. I'm willing to go with that.
We are brought to you, of course, by the Mercedes-Benz Vito. Other vans claim to be van of the year. They're lying. Simple as that.
I think I might need one of those.
Lying vans.
Hey, just on crime for a second, just while we're in Victoria, I just want to try and help out the police.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this bandit who's robbed...
You're going to help the cops?
Yeah, I'm going to do something good for once. There's a bandit who's robbed, I think, 30 7-Elevens and service stations.
Jeez, he's got a lot of Chiquitos, that boy.
Sure has. 6 weeks, period. That's what he's done in 6 weeks.
It's 5 a week.
They can't catch him, and he's wearing gear, so you can't see his face, but his voice appears on the recording.
Okay,
so have a listen and see if you can identify this voice.
Armed with a knife and with his face covered, this is possibly Melbourne's most notorious bandit.
Button and open the register now, mate. Get the coins out, quick. Get the notes out, mate. Do it now.
In the past 6 weeks, police believe the man has robbed at least 30 petrol stations and convenience stores.
Walk straight in, whether there's customers in the store or
Hang
not.
On.
That doesn't worry him at all.
That's him! That's the cop!
Yeah.
It's the cop!
Busted that one wide open.
He's doing the press conference. He's popping out, putting the balaclava on down to the 7-Eleven.
Still no leads. Would anyone like a Chiquito?
I thought it was hot dogs.
Oh! There's lots of video evidence of him.
Could be.
Hours and hours.
We saw Galen on the street last night.
That's always a bit... freaky.
Will strip for food.
Exactly right. The International Observer and I.
Are you still allowed to say he's sort of a Martian, or is that?
Yeah. Rude? Oh, horse-faced Martian. That's cool. an equine Martian, planet crap. And we were wandering along, and she sort of like held onto my arm a bit, recoiled a bit. And I said, "What's the matter?" And she goes, "That guy. Who's that guy?" And I was like, "Oh, that's Galen from Big Brother." And she goes, "He's so greasy."
This is the Canadian view.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? She's recoiled from Galen.
Just a recoiling.
Without even knowing who he is.
Slight recoiling.
Who's that guy? Let's have another listen. If you might know this person, have a listen.
Wipe in the f***ing cash register now, mate. Now, don't make me f***ing come around here.
They say it's only a matter of time before someone is hurt.
Always advise people not to comply with the demands and that, but sometimes
people
take things into their own hands. So
it is
we'll be concerned for that.
Is this your way of helping the police?
By dobbing them in?
This is in their own backyard. Have we got any more footage?
Police are pinning their hopes on his distinctive jacket, worn during several of the attacks.
It's a jacket that I haven't seen before.
Right! Is it your wardrobe?
A big skull on the front of the jacket, and it also depicts a large skull on the back.
This is the guy!
Sorry, I'm still dealing with the fact that there's a jacket that he hasn't seen before. Wow, yeah.
And it's a massive skull on the back. He's done 30 robberies in the... He's like a superhero.
Head down to Justine's, mate. It's probably hanging in there.
A jacket I haven't seen before. The skull on the front, skull on the back. Fits pretty well. Pockets look pretty good. Yeah, it'll probably be well lined, I reckon.
It's leftover from Halloween. What's going on?
What have you got in front of you, Ed? Have we got more emails? We get so many emails, Jane. We cannot keep up. And they're all so good.
Okay, Rich, just a second.
Yeah.
Play that first one again. Have a listen to the first one. Have a listen to what he wants. Mm. What he's a master criminal, this guy. Listen to what he's after.
You may know this man. Listen to the voice.
Armed with a knife and with his face covered, this is possibly Melbourne's most notorious bandit.
Just push a button and open a register now, mate. Get the coins out, quick. Get the notes out, mate. Do it now.
In the past 6 weeks, police believe a man has robbed at least 30 petrol stations and convenience stores.
He's rolled into the place and he's gone, okay, I've got to get rich here. Give me the coins, mate. Get all the coins.
Right. Forget those notes, mate. Just give me them coins.
Give me the coins, mate. Oh, and the notes. And the notes.
They're heavier. They've got to be worth more.
Don't make me come round there. Get the commemorative 20s. They're worth more.
Look, here's what we get a lot of calls about. Kim Beazley. People love Kim Beazley. And it looks like he might be, you know, on the way out. People have put... There's a coup in the wings.
There is, yes.
Rudd and Gillard.
They're teaming up. They're teaming up.
She'll be wrestling over that one.
And people are saying, where did Kim Beazley go wrong?
Mm.
It was that mad policy that he launched about more taxes. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was insanity.
Increasing taxes.
That's right, insanity.
Earlier in the year, we've had a lot of requests for this because people don't really believe that Kim Beazley was pushing the idea of increased taxes. Mr. Beazley, thanks for joining me.
Very good to be with you, Tony.
Now, I understand you've got an exciting new policy.
Yes.
Well, let's hear it.
When the Australian Labor Party is elected at the next election, what we're going to do is increase taxes. That's the undertaking.
I'm sorry, maybe I'm not hearing you right.
What we have said today, just to make this absolutely clear, is that we're going to increase taxes.
But you've been talking about tax reform.
So obviously, by definition, we're going to increase taxes.
Right, that's your idea of tax reform.
The number one tax reform would be to increase taxes.
This is the first thing you're going to do.
It's not a bad starting point.
It's an unusual economic philosophy.
Well, it's nice to have an economic philosophy discussion, Tony, what we're going to do is increase taxes.
Right, this is your big plan.
Frankly, it's the easiest thing to do. It's the cheapest thing to do.
Increase taxes.
Yes.
But in the past, you've always talked about lowering them.
I think that that's where we've massively dropped the ball over the last decade. Better to increase taxes.
But there are so many taxes as it is.
And they're going up.
What were you smoking when you thought of this idea?
A joint.
Right, well, that raises a few questions.
The question is, what is the quality of leaf?
Sure. Mr. Beazley, if I could ask a personal question.
Yes.
I understand you like to get around your offices in the nutty.
That's absolutely what I'm into.
Right, you walk around nude in front of your staff.
Yeah, well, I must say I have from time to time.
That must be confronting for them.
And it's particularly tough on women.
I'll bet.
They have been treated shamefully.
What's the psychology behind behind that?
Well, I'm not an analyst, Tony.
Yeah, fair enough. But you have been telling the story about how you sat on a stapler and it disappeared.
I've been talking about that pretty consistently for the last year and a half.
It must be uncomfortable.
The blockage is there.
Well, why don't you remove it?
It's not the priority.
I must say, I've tried to fit a stapler up my ass, and it's not easy.
You want to put it the other way around.
Okay. Do you think this will affect your performance as leader?
We won't get that performance until we increase taxes.
Right, but getting back to the stapler, are you saying a man with a stapler up his ass can be Prime Minister?
What I'm effectively saying is that I am experienced enough to handle all the unexpected things that come into you when you are Prime Minister.
Well, there you have it, Australia. A Prime Minister with a stapler up his ass.
All I'm saying, Tony, is this. I have the experience to do it, and therefore I will be in the position to do it.
I'm sure you will.
It's particularly tough on women.
There you go. There may have been some editing in that interview.
Really? No.
Purely for cosmetic purposes.
He's anxious to tell us that he's smoking a joint. Almost sounded like it was from another sentence.
I love the quality of leaf.
Yeah.
Matt Dow found that.
Did he?
It was quality of leaf.
He actually said that by mistake. He meant to say the quality of relief.
Oh, doesn't sound like him to muck up his words, does it? Poor old Kim. I still miss that music, though.
Oh, we go.
Yeah, a little bit, please. Just for the whole...
I would have thought people were getting sick of it by
now.
No.
You got it there, Mr. Marsland?
Come on, Mark.
Yes, we love your new shirt. It's a beautiful shirt.
Thank you. Here he comes.
Well, you got to do the dance, too.
Hard with a stapler up there.
What's this mad phone topic of yours, Ed?
Oh, what have you got just because you're hot?
Coming up next. Get
this. It's easy to sound hairy-chested, but does it help solve the problem one bit? No, it simply adds fuel to the fire. For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz
Vito. Let's get this around the nation. Jane Kennedy is with us on the panel.
Yes.
Those with long memories may remember her as Natalie Thighblaster in Barjas. I only mention that because we get so many emails about Weenie's Barjas and the olden days coming out on DVD. And I love this this bloke here. Hasn't given his name. Popsaw, he's calling himself.
Hey, Popsaw.
He says, whatever happened to Victoria Quilter, a.k.a. Fifi Thighmasters in Barjas? It was actually Natalie Thighblaster.
You should know, Popmaster, get it right. Come on.
But what we were never able to track down that woman, were we?
No, she did, her claim to fame was she used to do, was it not a Pepsi, maybe a commercial for, everyone will know now, it was a soft drink.
Okay. It was in the 70s.
Yes, in the 70s, and she used to wear a crochet bikini.
Whoa! Now you're interested, Ed.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
Hot as.
All right.
But I just haven't, sort of seen her lately.
Kept up with her?
Are you saying Tab? Yes, she was the Tab girl. Nikki's
Tab.
Got it. Yeah. Tab.
What flavor is
what
Tab?
What a beautiful drink.
Oh, was it cola?
Diet cola.
I thought it was sarsaparilla.
Maybe it was gazoz. On turkey.
Actually, Elle Macpherson did one of those too. Was that Elle Macpherson did Tab? I'm a bit confused with my buxom brunettes.
All this talk of Tab, I could really go a Tab right now. Tell you what.
You're only human.
What other male? If we had any more communiques.
Listen, John Smart from Melbourne would like to know if he could please name his band The Sonic Action Triggers. Go right ahead, young man. Go right ahead, young man.
Do we have a Sonic Action Trigger today? Just give us an example at random of what might be called a Sonic Action Trigger.
Okay, otherwise, so you'll have to do it, Rich. That's how you know Get This Is On. That's a sinky feeling.
That's what you hear at the end of every Tom Cruise marriage. Just that sound.
Instead of,
What else? Who else? Those terminology, Sonic Action Trigger.
Yeah.
They were having one of the terminology here, Jane. Remember in Triple M in the 90s?
It was so simple then.
It was basic. Mm. Let's have a meeting, someone would say.
What?
Let's have a talk.
What does that mean?
They wouldn't say, let's have a blue sky session, ideas shower, find store, or big ideas forum. By the time you finish saying it, the meeting's over.
Hey, how about the whip meeting?
What's the whip meeting?
Work in progress meeting.
Ah.
At the end of the day.
That's fantastic.
Check in, let them know how you're doing.
The whip meeting.
What's your quota up to?
Oh, my quota's looking good, I reckon.
I'm impressed. Well, Camp Comedy, that was about as far as we
did
got,
did we have
wasn't
Camp
it?
Comedy? What was that? That would be something Tommy G organised.
I think it was you just went away and you just sat down and wrote stuff.
Oh, that's quite
and
nice.
And wrote some Camp Comedy in many instances.
Oh, yes.
Who are?
Now, you know what? All the program directors at the network went up the Kokoda Trail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop it.
They did. Yeah.
What for?
I don't know. That's where it's what the diggers fought for.
Yeah, it is. It's where better music variety originated.
Yeah. That's what they were battling
that's
for.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More goals and less news. That was what the Anzacs were all about.
Man, spirit. Have you got that boing ready?
You want to do a joke? Do you want to do it now or are you sizzling it for later?
Oh, no, maybe I'll sizzle it for
later.
Well,
yeah, Jay Kennedy's got to do a joke.
Great sizzle.
Oh, I can hear it.
Hang on.
That's coming up after some fine music played live in the studio, as always, by Ed Cavill.
Yeah, okay, I got a guitar, and it's got a delay pedal. Yep, it's got a delay trigger on it.
Isn't it always?
No, I'm trying to get in tune here.
Wah-wah stick, maybe.
And Jane's going to sing sort of high-pitched, kind of soulful numbers.
Yep.
And let's just see. Oh, you know what, kids? if you're at schoolies, and we'll talk about this in a minute. You're at schoolies and you're wondering, like, is there anything to live for anymore?
Put some pants on.
This song is for you. Any minute now. 2, 3, 4.
You needed a sonic action trigger. That's Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Not going to back down. It's Get This Around the Nation. Ed's here. Mm. Richard Marsden's here. Jane Kennedy's here.
How do you do?
Are you going to give us a joke, Jane?
Yes. Well, you know that at schoolies is on at the moment.
That's true.
Everyone's just probably waking up at the moment on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, wondering where they are.
Well, you know, there was 21 arrested over the weekend.
Right, 21.
Including two girls for fighting. Well, I don't know if that was entertainment or whether that's not the joke, by the way, Richard. Get ready on standby. One male schoolie was seen dropping his pants in the Cavill Mall before jumping around making obscene gestures in front of a woman. Mm-hmm. It's nice to know Axel Whitehead is having a bit of harmless fun. Thank you.
Beautiful. And we'll be back tomorrow. Did you see much of that footage of the schoolies week?
Yes, I did.
I'm really upset. I've missed it. What's going on?
What have we got going on? On Sunday night, one group of girls
Sunday night
marched through Cavill Ave chanting, "We've already had sex."
I can't wait till my kids are up there. Yeah. It's something I'm really looking forward to.
Watch out for the toolies, though.
Is there anyone, if you're listening, toolies, there's no one sadder than you, my
you
friends.
You are creep DeVille.
You make the persons of interest on the cruises look classy.
Correct. Come on, stay away, seriously.
Stay away from the Gold Coast. Right. Get down to Victoria and throw a wheelie bin through a truck.
That's
and
right.
Schoolies, if you're listening, if a 35-year-old man comes up to you with a hat backwards saying cowabunga and can he buy you a daiquiri, don't say no. He's not cool. He's just very old.
One male schoolie said he'd picked up three times since arriving on Saturday and didn't know any of the girls' names.
Wow.
Is this somehow leading us up Talkback Mountain? Where the topic today is Mr. Cavalier.
Did you schoolie? Were you a schoolie?
Yeah, we went to Bali instead of
somewhere a bit more low key.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Bali? Man.
We had a
that's
spooner.
Full on.
What's spooner?
Silver spooner.
I worked in the video shop every weekend from when I was 14, both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
You're a self made man.
That is like a dream. That is my dream.
I know. I was pretty happy with it, Tone.
That's why I can't believe you two have found each other. It's a match made in heaven.
People would go past, like, on sunny days on the buses on their bikes with, like, surfboards and, like, hot babes in tow. And I'd laugh at them as I sat in the video store by myself watching the young ones. They don't know what they were missing.
Air conditioning?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
It was so sweet.
As you watch all of the Police Academy films in sequence. In sequence.
Okay, today's phone topic is in short.
Yes.
What have you got just because you're hot?
Oh, right now what's this in spite? inspired by.
Now, the Observer was flicking through the paper, and she's cottoned on to what we're looking for, because she's flicked through the paper and gone, hey, look at this, because the Miss Israel doesn't have to carry her rifle while she's in the army.
True.
Because it bruises her legs. Mm. Oh. So she's in an army, and right. She doesn't have to carry a gun.
And it gets in, crosses over her sash, and yeah, you can't exactly. Read Miss can't Israel.
Rubs.
Yeah, exactly rubs. Right. The bandoleros just don't look as nice. So that's, so she's got out of that just because she's hot, and I said, that's a pretty good topic, but I thought I'd test it out. So I was sitting in a cafe talking to the Observer, and the guy next to me sort of turned and said, oh, are you Ed? Blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah. And he goes, my name's Matt. I was the guy that called up, had a spider up my nose.
That guy.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, mate, nice to see you again.
He's stalking you.
Yeah, well, how's life? Anything else up there? And he goes, no, I got bitten by something else the other week, but that's all right.
I'm saving that for Filkbag Mouth.
Exactly right. And I thought, you know what, Tony? I said to Holly, I said, you know, our listeners are kind of cool. Look, he's dressed pretty good. He's, you know, he's pretty hip. And then I looked down and he was reading a comic. Welcome aboard, Matt. You're a nerd. Good work, wow. Sir.
What comic was it?
It was Flash. It was a good one. It was a good one. I only know because I was trying to read over his shoulder.
Let's change the subject.
So what have you got, because you're hot? This person here's also emailed. Rebecca's emailed in, and she's, here we go. She's, oh, no, wrong one. There we go. That's, oh, I'll have to
give her the Sonic
here.
Action trigger anyway.
Luke's emailed in.
That's what you get.
Luke's emailed in, and he says he lives in the land of Nickelback, Canada, and he streams our show every afternoon whilst he's at work. Much to my co-workers' annoyance, we keep paying out Nickelback, and they keep saying things like, why do they have to say bad things about Nickelback all the time, E? And now, so just for having to endure Nickelback lovers over here, he deserves a CD. Luke from Canada, you deserve a CD, partly because you wrote in, and partly because, basically, I'm into Canada at the moment.
Well, there you go.
So he's got that.
Because he's hot.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That's how the trigger works.
Yeah.
I got off a parking fine once.
Oh, it's shaking. He's fairly hot. Yeah. Give her the thing.
What did you...
the parking officer may have recognised me.
As Nathalie...
From the late show.
Dive Blaster.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we don't normally go on and on about the old Late Show sketches, but it's that DVD, the Champagne Edition, 6 hours. It's like $16.
Yeah, it's a bargain.
I've seen it like in the bins.
But Jane, can I say that when we were growing up, everyone, all of my, they were nerds, but my friends had the biggest crush on you.
Well, I'm only thrilled if nerds have a crush on me, because otherwise that would be very shallow, wouldn't it?
It would be shallow.
Hot, good-looking guys be interested in me.
But now what you could do...
What have you got because you're hot? Tone?
Well, I was unable to get into Australia's Next Top Model, despite, you know, best efforts. But it's not easy. Did you see all the angry moms at the auditions?
Oh, no.
Many of the you know, potential models didn't make it to the catwalk, failing to measure up in height to a life-size cutout of last year's winner, Ebony Stocks.
Ebony Stocks?
She was great. I thought she was fantastic. Yeah. She had this great voice.
Yes,
do you remember?
Oh, yes, I do recall, yes.
Why isn't she all over the media with that voice?
What is it?
It was like a sort of female Dave Hughes voice. It was great.
Really?
And you could see them waiting to change it. You're going, no,
that's right,
let her be herself.
That's right, the real issue.
So what's
and she won by not really caring too much about it.
Good call.
That was all the others look so pathetic and desperate.
Yeah.
But she wants you to think like that.
Oh, so it was a double.
Sucked in,
give her that.
Sucked in.
But no, so what's happened is many of the contestants are not the required 170 centimetres.
Oh, right.
After being declared too short for the competition, one little miss declared one of the organisers effing white trash before storming off in a huff.
To her trailer. Mm.
It was an expensive huff, though, Bettina Liano.
Really?
Beautiful. And then angry parents at Westfield Parramatta.
There's a lot of that, can I say? There's actually... How can you distinguish between...
It's de rigueur, isn't it?
They've been attacking the organisers. One outraged mother took a swipe at a TV producer.
Swipe?
Letting loose with a string of expletives after her girl was turned down by judges. So it's getting pretty full on.
Fantastic.
Jody Mears is the host.
Oh, yes,
Australia's
she is. Yeah. Yes, it's a coveted role and Jody got it.
Sporting, as my wife says, the Mears. Just go check out the Mears are on the news again. I couldn't get away with that myself.
No.
But she gets away with it because she's hot.
There we go.
There you go.
Yes.
133353 is the number.
And now this is, you're dobbing yourself in for this? Or?
Dob yourself or someone you know. Matt with the spider up his nose told me about a girl he knew that used to just order a round of drinks and then basically negotiate what she was going to have to show to get them for free.
Oh.
So she'd smile, no dice, then it would get progressively Marsland, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, we have a bit of unbuttoning.
You've got a bit short, bus.
We have a canvas, Mr. Marsland.
Marsland.
What have you got because your heart's rich?
Oh, you're kidding, aren't you?
Gig on Rove Live.
Growing up, my father was a police officer, so whenever I was pulled over in his local jurisdiction, once I revealed my last name, then I didn't get any speeding tickets for about 3 months.
Was he a
heart
policeman?
He might have been.
Yeah.
I might have taken some pleasure in being frisked.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
What are you saying?
You're cruising the Veal Gardens, not getting a ticket.
Come on, boys.
What? Clean it up.
Sorry, James.
There's ladies present.
Sorry. I'm a mature lady, too. Come on.
Nice shirt. Don't
get a lovely shirt.
We'll get you a shandy, Jane.
Thank you.
Call now with your story of something you've got or something someone else has got. That you're bitter about.
Bitter is good. We love bitter. Is good. Everyone gets a copy of a legal download. And I'm going to sizzle on a new thing which I'll be giving away, Tone.
What's that?
Well, it's
your virginity.
It's being sizzled. It's being sizzled. Play a song, Rich. I'm sizzling.
Oh, okay.
Two, three.
So over the front of the song, you're doing.
No. After when we come, I'm saying. Here's the bloodhound.
Are we still on air?
No, I think so.
Okay, sizzle away. What's your prize?
Personalized T-shirts.
Oh yes, and Tahir Live.
Yeah.
On DVD for everyone who calls.
Yeah, smooth.
1-333-53. That's the Bloodhound Gang. It's Get This Around the Nation. I might just mention, Ed, our website. The recent offences have been
updated.
Updated at last.
What are we looking at?
Tony Soprano calling Channel 9 is up there.
A lot of requests for that.
John Howard on the rap again.
Right.
All Mr. Howard's plums is up there finally.
Plums. And Maddie on the Pots and Pans,
yeah,
who's a genius,
yes,
just goes to the trouble of, you know, some tennis balls were hitting Howard in the plums.
Yeah.
And he's gone back and he's digitally remastered it.
I know, we did that live, but he's added some extra tennis balls hitting the ground.
Yeah.
That's the sort of detail.
And they hit the plums harder on this thing. I mean, he's...
Look how impressed Jane Kennedy is.
Sorry, yeah.
Is this I'm grinning from ear to ear.
Is this the nerdiest hour of your year so far?
Oh, no, it's quite heavenly, really.
It's all up there. In fact, this isn't nerdy at all. Richard Marsland's sex tips is up on the recent offences.
Oh,
you know that thing, the Marsland Institute?
Oh, yeah.
That's
lock on. French Avs.
But let's get up the mountain. Every caller gets a copy of a legal download, the limited edition, not for profit.
Not for profit.
Just for fun. Get
just
this album.
For love. Just for kicks. Hello, Ingrid.
Hi, how you guys going?
Good, thanks. What did you get because you're hot?
I've actually managed to get backstage into most concerts that I go to.
Most concerts? Like who?
EG? For example, Foo Fighters, Green Day.
Yeah.
And why is that? What's your trick? What do you get? What do you do that sort of?
Well,
you know,
I don't actually have to say much. It's more just giving a nice smile, and you can get away with murder.
With murder. So what happens? So let's say that you just sort of walk up to where backstage would normally start, right?
Yeah.
And the bouncers types sort of look at you and go, "Yep, that's good."
Yeah, exactly. And then also now that I've been to a few, I'm starting to know the. Same security people, so it's a lot easier now.
Right.
Okay.
You know, is this technique going to expand into other areas of your life? Like, is this how you get a job?
Bank vaults?
I'll have to see. I haven't tried anything else yet. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you know, more power to you.
And just keep yourself nice.
Well, you know, we aim to please.
Really? Well,
that's good to hear.
Best of luck. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Free album for that loose woman.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Dan,
good. We're going
go ahead,
good.
Dan.
Are you a hot person, and what has it got you?
Well, just first of all, I just want to say I'm in Sydney, and I'm moving down the south coast at the end of the week. So I just wanted to tell you all that I'm going to miss you guys heaps.
No.
You guys, and
do you can listen on the website, get the podcast, and Marsland will come round once a month to do it live.
Yeah,
I haven't got costume a computer, changes. So I'm stuffed.
Oh, down the internet cafe, mate.
Yeah, there we go. So tell us, Dan, what did you get?
Well, this was quite some time ago, but I used to frequent a local Wendy's, and I always managed to get a extra flake in my soft serve.
Extra flake.
What did you do or say or?
I think the little girlie behind the counter used to fancy me. Turn on the charm if it got me an extra flake.
Turn
for sure.
On the charm.
Same tactics as our last caller.
Yeah, Zinger, turn on the flake charm. Good work, Dan.
Maybe someone at Wendy's on the south coast has got a computer.
Oh,
you can hear this. Tahir Live for that man.
And illegal download. Hello, Adam.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, really good, sir. You know what the topic is.
Yeah, well, I actually stuffed up. I thought it was what don't you do when you're, because you're hot.
Oh, right.
I don't wear a hat because I don't want my hair messed.
Oh, really? And have you got a very...
I've given me written warnings I won't do it.
What do you mean you've been given written warnings at work and you still won't do it?
No, not a chance.
Tell me something, Adam.
Yep.
Do you have an amazing kind of bouffant do? Is it just like perfectly coiffed mohawk, or what do we got going on?
No, I've just got a nice... Slick.
Is it, would it resemble in any way Ed Cavalier's do in the KFC commercial, the helmet here?
Oh, it's a bit better than Ed.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And Adam, what if they drag you in there and they say it's the coif or the job? What are you going to do?
See you later.
Yeah.
That's deserving of an album.
That's Swayze-esque commitment to coif. Well done, sir. Very well done.
I was going to say, I know someone in radio who works in talkback who wears their headphones underneath their head.
To keep it
like that, so they don't get headphone hair. It's a great look.
Okay. Headphone hair. See, it's not all beer and Skittles on radio. Headphone hair.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, hello.
What did you get because you're hot?
It's not actually me. It's my girlfriend.
Okay.
But because we're both too tight to go out and buy each other drinks,
yep,
she would go out and chat up the guys and get drinks all night while I stand by and laugh at the guys.
And what do you get, though?
The drinks.
I don't have to pay for her drinks anymore.
Oh, so she says, hey, would you like to buy me a drink, but would you like to buy me two drinks?
Yeah.
And then and hands one to you.
Sounds like a loving, committed relationship.
Yeah. Oh,
sounds cool.
And Chris, how long has this been going on?
Every year we go up in the snow, we do this, so it's usually Jager bombs.
Jager bombs?
Oh, Jager bombs.
Jesus Christ, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I had a friend that a lot of the time, used to try and get drunk off dregs in bars.
Oh,
he would go around and drink leftovers.
Yeah.
That's maybe where you're headed, Chris. If you break up with this girl, you might be on the dregs train. So hold on to her, brother. She's your ticket. She's your ticket to Jager.
The thing is that even just in that brief glimpse of it, it's a more beautiful relationship than Tom and Katie. There's more going on.
Agreed. They've
got more in common.
Snapshot. Yeah.
They're working together as a team.
Thank you so much, Chris. Well done. A copy of Illegal Download for you and Tahir Live.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. That's everyone. One of those people will get to get this personalised T-shirt made by myself.
Made by yourself? What, sewn by yourself?
I should have not said made.
Cavalier.
Absolutely right.
All right.
House of Cavalier written on T-shirts.
Wow. What a prize pack today. That is fantastic. Jane, thanks for coming in.
Absolute pleasure.
We had time to show you about... David Jest's anorexia fears. I've just looked at the photo and that is as far from hot as you can get.
Yeah, that's bad.
Disturbing.
Very bad. The
shots.
First test starts the Gabba on Thursday and the Channel 9 promo's on air for the cricket, spearheaded by cricketing legend Lara Bingle.
Oh! Is she first Gabba
in a bikini? Rain? In a bikini. Yeah. Don't miss it.
How did she possibly get that job, do you think?
I don't know.
What you get when you're hot.
There we go.
And, Joan, I'm sure you would like to mention that San Sombrero, the fine...
Absolutely. It's in all good bookstores now.
That's so good. If you're looking for a funny book for Christmas, it's either San Sombrero or Jonestown. It's one of those two.
Thank you here on DVD.
Pleasure.
Season 1.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks to everyone who called. And our key phrase today, I reckon, Ed, it was, how did you describe Galen from Big Brother?
A horse-faced Martian.
There you go. And we'll be back tomorrow with... Glenn Robbins. I must start writing this down. Glenn Robbins! All thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito Van of the Year.